The madness of March is here, and Michigan and Michigan State both have big games today in the Big Ten tournament. Michigan needs to beat Big Ten champion Indiana just to get to the NCAA tournament, while Michigan State is playing for a Big Ten title and probably a national title after that. I'm Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon, here to tell you all about it. The madness of March is here, and Michigan State both have big games today in the Big Ten tournament. Michigan needs to beat Big Ten champion Indiana just to get into the NCAA tournament, while Michigan State is playing for a Big Ten title and a national title after that. Last year, the Wolverines looked promising until key players went down with injuries. The Wolverines finished ninth in the league, missing the big dance altogether, and did not even get an invitation to the Junior High Prom, also known as the National Invitational Tournament. But this season, most experts expected them to bounce back and return to your office pool bracket. They started strong with a 17-5 record, but injuries hit them again, and they stumbled their way to an eighth-place finish. Going into the Big Ten tournament, the Wolverines needed to win their first two games just to make it back to the NCAA tournament. Michigan took care of lowly Northwestern Thursday to set up a must-win game today against league champion Indiana, which has already embarrassed Michigan at home. The odds aren't good, which has got a slice of fans calling for Coach John Beilein's job. Truist team finished the last two seasons in the bottom half of the Big Ten and will likely miss the NCAA tournament 2 years in a row. But the fact that even a minority of fans want him fired is still stunning. In 2007, Beilein took over a program that was still reeling from NCAA sanctions, needed new facilities, and had not won a Big Ten title in 21 years. He pushed his team back to the NCAA tournament 5 of his first 7 seasons and won 2 Big Ten titles, the first since 1986. And Beilein has done all this while running a scrupulously clean program in a cesspool of a sport, one so dirty it makes college football look as innocent as field hockey. Beilein's players graduate on time and conduct themselves with class, just like their coach. For these reasons, Michigan's new athletic director, Ward Manuel, who has not even taken office yet, is still not as short-sighted as some fans. So Beilein will remain at Michigan as long as he likes, as he should. Up the road in East Lansing, Michigan State has got the opposite problem, fans spoiled by too much success. The Spartans finished second in the Big Ten this year and are ranked in the top 3 nationwide. They're not only playing for the Big Ten tournament title, they're playing for another NCAA title. Tom Izzo took over the team in 1995 and promptly missed the NCAA tournament his first 2 years. But since then, the Spartans have made it to the NCAA tournament 18 straight years, including 7 Final Fours. That's as good as it gets, especially when compared to the corrupt programs they face in the Final Four. The current Spartan squad is Izzo's best passing and shooting team, which is saying something. It is also his most unselfish, which is saying even more. Led by Bryn Forbes and All-American Denzel Valentine, they're doing what Izzo's teams do, play their best basketball when it matters most. After the Spartans finished the regular season, Valentine said, "We've got 9 more games left." In other words, he believes Michigan State will make it to the finals of both the Big Ten and the NCAA tournaments. Mr. Valentine's math might just be right.